The Stories This Moment podcast and the STM blog are brought to you by STM Daily News and TNC Network. Daily News offers news and articles that inspires, helps, heals and educates. STM Daily News is the news you can use this moment. Now here's your host, Rod Washington.
Hello and welcome to the STM Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Washington, and today we'll be covering the top stories from our STM Daily News blog. Let's dive right in. The excitement is palpable at Union Station in Los Angeles as it prepares to become a central hub for high-speed rail from Fresno and the Central Valley. The Link Union Station project is set to revolutionize transit connectivity in California with upgrades like a 700-foot bridge over Highway 101, and extended platforms for seamless train operations.
Union Station in LA is undergoing a major transformation to become a key transit hub for California high-speed rail. The Link Union Station project features a new 700-foot bridge over Highway 101 and run-through tracks, enhancing operational efficiency and connectivity. These enhancements will eliminate the need for trains to turn around, optimizing travel times and accommodating high-speed trains. With support from the California High-Speed Rail Authority, Union Station is poised to offer a seamless and efficient transportation experience for passengers from Fresno and beyond. Exciting developments lie ahead as Union Station gears up to shape the future of rail travel in Southern California.
Stay tuned for more on this transformative initiative. On June 16th, we covered a concerning scam targeting SunPass users in Florida. Fraudulent text messages claiming unpaid toll fees have been circulating, leading to potential financial loss and identity theft. The Florida Attorney General has issued a consumer alert to raise awareness about this scam.
In recent days, a concerning scam targeting SunPass users has emerged, with fraudulent text messages attempting to deceive individuals into paying non-existent toll fees. This scam, known as smishing, has prompted Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody and law enforcement agencies to issue a consumer alert, raising awareness and providing guidance to avoid falling victim. Authorities have taken action to dismantle imposter websites mimicking the official SunPass platform, protecting drivers from financial harm. To stay safe, it is crucial to avoid clicking on links in unsolicited messages, independently verify information, monitor online toll accounts, protect personal information, and register with the Do Not Call list. By staying vigilant and following these precautions, individuals can fend off toll smishing scams and safeguard their finances and personal information. Let's stay informed, alert, and safe on the digital highways of the modern world.
Let's stay vigilant and protect ourselves from such deceptive schemes. In a groundbreaking move for space exploration, NASA has chosen SpaceX to develop the U.S. deorbit vehicle for the International Space Station. The plan is to deorbit the station and have it land in an unpopulated area on Earth. This is to take place in 2030 in lieu of private stations due to come online about that time. This decision underscores NASA's commitment to safe and responsible practices in low Earth orbit, setting the stage for continued advancements in space exploration. The future of space is bright with this collaboration. We have a few more stories straight from the STM Daily News blog for you, but first we're going to take a quick break.
Hey there. Looking for your daily dose of news, entertainment, and inspiration? Look no further because STM has got you covered. Check out our STM Daily News blog for the latest updates, insights, and practical tips about everyday life. Want a visual experience? Our vlog offers captivating videos that bring stories to life. And for those who prefer to listen on the go, our podcast dives deep into various topics that matter to you. But wait, there's more. Sign up for our STM and Coffee newsletter, filled with exclusive content and exciting updates. Don't miss out on the action.
Are you a devoted pickleball enthusiast in search of top-notch gear and services? Look no further than Sleeves Affiliate Shop, your ultimate destination for all things pickleball. Not only will you discover an impressive selection of Sleeves-specific merch gear, but you'll also get the chance to explore gear and merchandise that our terrific show host, Mike Sleeva, has previously reviewed. But that's not all. At Sleeves Pickleball Affiliate and Partner Shop, you'll find links to our friends of the show who offer pickleball-specific online stores, apps, and services. By stopping by and checking out our extraordinary collection, you not only enhance your game, but also show your support for our show, Sleeve Senior Pickleball Report. So why wait? Join us in celebrating the love for pickleball and dive into a world of top-notch gear and services.
Boom Supersonic has achieved a significant milestone with the completion of the Overture Superfactory in Greensboro, North Carolina. This state-of-the-art facility will revolutionize global air travel by producing 33 Overture aircraft per year, enhancing American leadership in aerospace manufacturing. Boom Supersonic celebrates the completion of the Overture Superfactory in Greensboro, North Carolina, the first supersonic airliner factory in the U.S. This innovative facility will produce Overture aircraft capable of flying twice as fast as current planes on sustainable aviation fuel. The factory's completion marks a major milestone in revolutionizing air travel and reinforces America's leadership in aerospace manufacturing. With orders from major airlines, Overture is set to transform the industry and bring supersonic flights to millions of passengers worldwide. A remarkable achievement shaping the future of aviation. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a ban on the future sale of DJI drones in the country, highlighting concerns about national security risks and Chinese government involvement.
In recent developments, the United States House of Representatives has passed a ban on the future sale of DJI drones in the U.S., bringing us closer to the implementation of the Countering CCP Drones Act. The concerns surrounding national security risks and potential Chinese government involvement have fueled this decision. Although DJI's market dominance and ownership have raised alarms, the ban on new DJI products would adversely affect drone enthusiasts and professionals who rely on their high-quality drones. Despite opposition from the U.S. military and law enforcement agencies, the bill is gaining support in Congress. We encourage those who oppose the ban to contact their U.S. senators and voice their concerns about the Countering CCP Drones Act. Recognizing that the bill is driven by ongoing tensions rather than addressing trade conflicts is crucial. Let's follow the Senate's deliberations closely as they decide the fate of DJI drones and keep our fingers crossed for a more positive outcome. Please stay tuned for updates on this ever-evolving legislative development.
The Countering CCP Drones Act aims to prohibit DJ drone sales in the U.S., pending Senate approval. And there you have it, our wrap-up of the top stories from the STM Daily News blog. Remember, you can find links to all these stories in the description. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, stay informed and stay safe. This is Rod Washington signing off. Take care.